Bibles, you can look at our text today. And if you don't have, you can definitely can pick up the Bibles from the rack. That's our Bible. That is, we are using, our church is using English Standard Version. That's ESV. And today's text is from Deuteronomy chapter 6 from the Old Testament. And page number is from Before reading our Bible, let's pray and asking God's help today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for revealing yourself to us from your scripture today. And every moment that we read, every moment that we find your presence from the scriptures, we feel all reverent before you, and we feel we are really small. Sometimes we don't understand your teachings, and sometimes we don't know your salvation plans. But thank you for telling us more stories from your word, even through Jesus Christ, so that we'll be able to understand your plan and your salvation plan. Today is the same day. We will be looking at Deuteronomy chapter 6. And would you please bless us, illuminate our hearts, so that we will be able to understand your teaching from the Bible. As I'm going to present, deliver this gospel to your people, would you please bless me? And then I pray that all the congregation members and visitors, even I, will see our Lord Jesus Christ from this text. So help us and bless our worship service today. We pray your Son in Jesus Christ. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 6 is page numbers 192 from our Bible, from the back and from our front. That's the ESV Bible. You'll be looking at this one, chapter 6. Verses 1 through 9, that's our text. Now, this is the commandment, the statutes, and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, that your days may be long. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply and greatly, as the Lord, our God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. This is the word of God. We just read a text from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Our text is somehow very difficult to understand if we just simply read, because it is talking about basically the law. Now why? Because as we are contemporary Christians who believe that we are not under the law, based on our reading from Paul's letters in the New Testament, not under the law anymore because the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, who fulfilled the law, the teaching of the law. Now, but however, we should not ignore the teaching of the law from the Old Testament sometimes, because the teaching of the law compels you and me to be holy before God, Now, especially our text is very famous to us. Why? Because Jesus Christ mentioned this particular text, our text, as the greatest commandment. So looking at this text is very interesting today. We'll find some treasure out of this text by verse today. Now, firstly, I want to look at the verse 1 through 3 as in general before going into in detail. Verse 1 through 3 is kind of bridge verses to the next theme, connecting previous chapter and to the next chapters. Now, these three verses are related to the previous section, which is Deuteronomy chapter 4 and 5 and 6 somehow. Now, people here already heard Moses teaching in the previous verses what Moses told them what to do. Basically, it's about God's covenant relationship with His people. Now, Moses reminded them God's covenant, God's relationship, who God is to them in the previous verses. Now, Moses needed their attention before telling them. Moses needed their attention. So he used a very famous formula here by saying, "Hear, O Israel." In Hebrew, some of you know that Hebrew, right? I know that some of you know Hebrew. That means Shema, which means listen and hear. It happens in chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. It also happens in the previous verses and chapters, and even chapter 5, which is a very interesting chapter. Chapter 5, if you still open your Bible, turn to chapter 5. It says, verse 1, Moses said that, "Hear, O Israel," now getting their attention, "the statutes and the rules that I speak in your hearing today, and that you shall learn them and be careful to do them." Clearly saying that you have to listen. And verse 2, "The Lord our God made a covenant with you in Horeb." And moving to later verse, he said, "I am the Lord." God is saying, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery." So throughout in chapter 5, we see that God's covenant relationship is very clear with His people, Israel. And God's covenant relationship is signified with the commandments, the Ten Commandments. Now here, Ten Commandments, we already studied last year. The Ten Commandments are not the way to be saved. Like a moralistic way of understanding or a legalistic way of understanding of the law. Not that way, but we are not under the law. We know that we are under God's grace, which is Jesus Christ. Romans 6:14 says that. So in that sense, the Ten Commandments here are the best way to live as God's people. Not to be saved, but to glorify God, as a guideline how to live in this world as God's people. That's what Moses is saying here. We also found in Calvin says, the third use of the law is like the best way of understanding of the law. We keep the Ten Commandments not to be saved, but to glorify our God. The Ten Commandments are working like a filtering system of our life, entire life, every day. We re-examine our hearts and lifestyles again and again before God. So Moses' teaching of the law in verses 1 and 3 is basically saying to the people that, remember that you are God's chosen people. And remember, people, remember that God is the one who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Another way, simply saying, you are not yours, but you are mine, but you are God's. So this is what Moses is setting up right now. Out of this setting, Moses moved to very deeply into the text, and that is chapter 6, 4 through 7. You go up to the 7. The next section contains what Jesus called the first and the greatest commandment, which is to love God with all of yourself. That is found in Matthew 22. Now, in that sense, that is foundation. Verse 1 begins with a very interesting. Verse 1 begins telling us the purpose of Moses' teaching here in Deuteronomy chapter 6. He says in verse 1, the Lord your God commanded me, which is Moses, to teach you. Here's one thing, to teach you that what? That you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it. So they are about to go into the promised land. So Moses is telling them, I'm here to teach you to that, do something. The Moses' role here is, first, his role is to teach them about the Ten Commandments, to remind them of God's promise. That teach them, not about just teach them, but clearly explains not only knowing about God's commandments. Here he says that actually encourage them to do and to live based on God's commandment. That is actually challenging to us. Let's think about God's commandment a little bit for the Israelites. What does it mean to them? Now, God's commandments are not given to limit their freedom, to give them hardship. Rather, God's commandments allows them, the Israelites, to obtain true freedom and peace in the land which was they're about to enter. So in chapter 2, when you move to chapter 2, we'll see that God warns them that there are many false gods and idols in the promised land. So God is preparing and God is giving them tools that how to protect their faith. That is God's commandments. Moses is giving them, reminding them of that. So before going into the promised land, they had to have a guideline to keep their faith in God. Therefore, Moses is urging them to learn about God's commandment. That's why he said, I'm here to teach you to learn about God's commandment, to protect their faith in God. Also, actually to live, to do things based on God's commandment. Knowing the commandment, it's not enough. We know many things about the Bible, right? I guess I know so many things about Bible, like theologically, but I actually do things from the Bible. And we need some action. We need to live based on our learning from the Bible. That's what Moses is telling right now. Do it and keep it and practice it. Now, although we are contemporary Christians living in the 21st century, the same rule applies to you and me. We are actually living in a world that many temptations out there always surrounded us. As soon as you go out of this church, you will see many temptations coming attacking you. Peace, faith, and shalom in our hearts would be easily hijacked by many things, by the worldview and many other false teachings. Now, things that we know about the Bible, theologically, or we know about doctrines, would not keep us, would not save us, would not guarantee us to keep our faith from their attacking in this world. The real action, based on our knowledge, the real action needed for our faith. Now, there is a thin line between an action and a faith. Now, we are not saved by our work and action. We know that. But yet, our real faith is proven by our action. That's James 2, verse 17. Faith without works is dead. When we act, when we move forward with holding God's commandments and keeping God's commandments, not just doing it, not just living by His commandment, the reason is that by doing it, actually we are glorifying God. That's what Moses is leading us. The world and its culture around us will know that who we are. And they will say that, oh, they are God's people. Now, we know that Jesus says the same thing in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. It's obvious that it's our job. Let people know that we are different. Jesus' teaching also reminds you and me our identity. We're not secret Christians. We are not Sunday Christians. We're Christians when we live with non-Christians out there. Therefore, what we need is we need to actually moving forward to the world by holding God's promises in our hand. Let the world know that we are God's people. Let the world know that we are the follower of Jesus Christ. Related to cadet themes, let the world know that we are branded with Christ. I'm going to explain this one later. Now, Moses moves to verse 2. He's telling us the purpose of God's commandment. Not just only giving the God's commandment, he says that in verse 2, that you may fear the Lord your God. Now, we know fear Yahweh, the Lord of your God, means a lot to God's people. The meaning of fear in our text, even Old Testament, is not to be scared or feel dread of God. That's not the word meaning. But it is feeling like an awe and reverence before His presence. Another meaning is a godly fear before God's presence. In other words, God's commandments. Thinking about God's commandment that Moses is talking about here, God's commandments remind His people of God's holy presence in their life all the time. Now, for example, now first commandment, we know that you shall have no other gods before me. And the second one is, you shall not make for yourself a carved image. Now, only thinking about this first and second one, we studied last year about this one. Many things, we know that many things would be our idols, such as money and power and honor, even myself and yourself. Yet by remembering these commandments, first and second one, we sense that, yes, there is only one God. Yes, God's presence is with me in our life. That means we immediately feel, by remembering God's promise, immediately we feel awe and reverence of God in our life. That is what Moses is telling us today. And an interesting viewpoint is that we should remember today is that God's commandments are not restricting our freedom. That sometimes people think in that way. No, yet all the commandments help you and me to build up our strong relationship with God. As Jesus says, the truth will set you free. Once we know the power of God's commandment, that will free us from evil things. That will free us, will give us true, as Jesus said, John chapter 8, verse 33. So that is important. Through God's commandments, Moses wanted the Israelites to fear God, to make their life holy before God, and to find their meaning of their lives before God. So by listening to their story, Moses' teaching, we should ask ourselves about this question. How about us? Do we really fear God? How about this question? A little bit tweaking. Are we double life Christians? The more practical question this is, if we are holy, we feel fear and reverence. Maybe today, when we have a Bible study, when we pray, when we come to church, but oftentimes, think this way, we forget the presence of God, real presence of God in our daily life, aren't we? Actually, that is my daily struggling, and I find myself sometimes, maybe oftentimes, I see that, oh, this is my life. You and I, we need to be daily and an hourly reminded, should be reminded that the holiness of God is always with us. Therefore, God's commandments are basic guidelines for you and me to make us feel all His presence and reverence in our daily life. Before many temptations you will face, the commandments help us to remember one thing. Fear the Yahweh, your God. That's why Moses is saying in verse 2, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son, your son's son, by keeping all these statutes and commandments which I command you all the day of your life, and that you, your days may be long. Now, we should not misunderstand this verse. Don't get me wrong. We fear God not because we want to have more blessings. Not that way. But we fear God because we are His people. We are God's people. God called you and me. God adopted you as His children. So, one thing we need to be holy as God is holy. Verses 4 and 5, now Moses summarizes the best way to fear Yahweh God. How? In verse 4, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Verse 5, which is the famous verse from chapter 6, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Now Moses begins his teaching by saying here, Shema, which means listen or hear in Hebrew. Now in Hebrew it says, Shema Israel. In our text Moses said, two times in verse 3 and verse 4, Shema Israel. And in our English Bible, translated as Hear, O Israel. Now, these two words, Shema Israel, works like a signal to the Israelites. Now, Moses used these two words to get their attention, Shema Israel. And they know that something very important teaching is coming. Therefore, Moses is saying that you need to listen carefully, Shema Israel. Moses used this famous phrase at the beginning of his teaching of God's Ten Commandments in chapter 4 and 10, Shema Israel. So we know that by looking at all different references from the Old Testament, we know that this is a very important moment. Moses is bringing our hearts before God. Even it happens in chapter 5, in chapter 6, and even chapter 9. And after getting all the people's attention, Shema Israel, in verse 4, Moses says a very powerful verse that we memorize. Even Jesus Christ used that one. That is, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you should love Him. The first line is, Yahweh is not somebody else's God, but our God. Simply, his flip side of it, if Yahweh is our God, the other side is that we are His people. So Moses is reminding them we are His people. And the second thing in the first line is, the Lord is one. Yahweh God is only one God. That's it. Since Yahweh God is our God, the only God in the world, now God requires everything of themselves. Now here, that is important. Moses says in verse 5, which is the theme verse for cadet ministry, verse 5 says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Now here, Moses' teaching is very logical if we think slowly here. Just follow me. Yahweh God is the one who saved you and me, the Israelites. And secondly, Yahweh God is the one who established His covenant relationship with the Israelites. He saved, so He built up a relationship. And Yahweh God is, thirdly, Yahweh God is the one who decided to keep His relationship with His people. There was none like our God, Yahweh God. He is our God, the God of Israel. He is the only God in the universe. So reminding the Israelites that trust and obey. That's one of the themes of the Deuteronomy. Trust and obey Him. He's the only God. Therefore, there are some consequences. It's something that you have to do. That's verse 5. It's all the way through. Yahweh is the only God who saved, who started a covenant relationship, who wants to keep all the relationship. He's the only one. He's a true God. Then, verse 5, with all your heart, with all your being, that's a literal translation from Hebrew, and that, with all your might, you need to love your God. That's great teaching. Moses' teaching is actually not easy to follow. We may love God, our God, with our heart and mind and might, but the trouble comes with the word all. What does it mean by love your God with all? How much is that? How much is that all? JJ knows the answer. Mason knows the answer. It will be a long discussion to talk about the meaning of the word all in your life, in my life. But there's a way to think about what Moses is teaching about here. And I want to change a little bit your angle a little bit. Here, the all meaning is God does not want a piece of our heart, mind, and strength. The reality here in this text is the reality. I'm talking about the reality. We give Him a piece of ourselves, don't we? God wants all of you. He's not asking, I want everything of you. Not just saying that. Moses telling you all the logical process. God saved you. God established His covenant relationship with you. He will keep His relationship. He's the only one God. He's our God. You are His people. Therefore, if you understand all this, the conclusion is not part of you, yourself, but everything of yourself. Just give it to the Lord, your heart, your mind, and your strength. The good thing is Moses gives some practical ways of giving their hearts and loving God with all in verses 6 and 9. I'll just briefly, we'll go through. In 6, he says, these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. So how can we give everything of ourselves? Now, first one is, shall be on your heart. God's commandment, His promise, His love and grace through Jesus Christ should be on our heart every day. And verse 7, you shall teach them to your children, next generation. That's our job. That's why we are doing GEMS and cadet ministry. That's why we are sending our people to Belvoir Elementary School. That's our job. That's why we have a Sunday school. Verse 8, you shall bind them as a sign on your hands, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Now, verse 8 and 9 is very interesting. 9, look at that. You shall write them on your doorpost of your house and your on your gates. Now, Moses' teaching is very practical in many ways. God's commandments should be written on your heart, in your heart. As our heart is pumping, your heart is pumping blood to give us real life, make us live in this world. Now, God's commandments working like that, His words and His teaching, His promises should be the source of our real life. As Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. The word of God, His promise, is the source of our life. Now, God's commandment should be remembered through our generation, through our generations. It's our responsibility to bring God's teaching to next generations. And verse 8 and 9, as I mentioned, that's interesting teaching. Verse 8 and 9, Moses brought their attention to one theme. Basically, verse 8 and 9 is, let other people around you, let other people know that you are the children of God. That's why make a post, and that's why front led and binding things. By posting and writing God's commandments everywhere in the house, even your body. Simply saying through verse 9, don't forget that God is, the Yahweh God is your God, our God. He's only God. Remember that. Before entering the promised land, Moses is teaching them, don't forget that who you are God's chosen people. You are God's brand, very famous brand in the world. The people came to Jesus and asked, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus answered Mark 12. It happened to Matthew 2, but I choose to read from Mark. Jesus answered, the most important is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, with all your strength. Now here Jesus' teaching reminds us the same thing. We must love our God with all our heart, the part, with all our soul, and with all our mind, and with all our strength, everything of ourselves, we should love Him. Why? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 and 14. I'd like to invite you to open that part if you want. I'm going to read it to you. Ephesians chapter 1, 11 and 14, it says, in Him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of His glory. Verse 13, in Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Verse 14, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory. Now what this verse is telling us is that God is the one who called you to be His children in Christ. Not your volunteer work, but His call. Now we became God's children because of our Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for our sin. And 3 days later He rose again. He conquered death. His work, He fulfilled the promise of God. And now this verse says that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. In other words, I can say here that we are God's brand. We are not just people, not just Americans or Koreans or people in the world. We are God's brand in Christ. Now, many of you know that I went to South Korea a few weeks ago. When I went there, my friend took me to a Starbucks coffee shop in there. There was a Starbucks everywhere. I didn't know that. I don't remember the taste compared to Starbucks in the United States, but I remember one thing. It's very expensive. Really expensive, almost twice. Now, there are many good coffee brands in South Korea. It's everywhere. If you want to go to South Korea, you'll be surprised that every store, every mall, every building has at least one coffee shop. And even cheaper. They're not expensive. But the interesting thing is that many people, Korean people or some Americans, still going to Starbucks to drink coffee. Why? They're expensive. Because it's unique. Taste will be very unique, I can tell. Because it's different. Because it's very special. Because it's a Starbucks brand. If you go into Starbucks coffee shop sitting there, you feel different. That is the power of the brand. Now, the same thing is true for all of you and me. As God's people, we are very unique. God has called you and me as His people. We are very unique. We are different. And even we are very special. Cadet boys are very special. Because all of you, and all of you, we are God's brand. We are branded with Christ. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit. This is my people. Boom. Now, we cannot deny that. The cadet's team is branded with Christ. We are branded with Christ. That means that let the world know that you are the people of God. Let the world know that you really fear the Lord our God. Let the world know that you love your God, our God, not with part of your things, but everything of yourselves, even your mind and your heart, your strength, everything of yourself, you love God. And write down God's commandment in your heart and live up to His teaching. That is what Moses is giving us today through Cadet's theme today, even in Deuteronomy chapter 6. I'd like to invite you to grab the gray hymnals that will be on the chair rack, this collar. I'd like to invite you to turn to page 861. Mason, this color. Eight sixty-one. I'd like to conclude my sermon by reading this famous confession from the Heidelberg Catechism. I'd like to read a question, but I encourage you to read the answer part. Let's read all together. I'm going to ask you, what is your only comfort in life and in death? Jesus Christ. He has fully paid for all my sins with His precious blood, and has set me free from the tyranny of the devil. He also watches over me in such a way that without the will of my Father in heaven, in fact, all things must work together for my salvation, because I belong to Him. Christ, by His Holy Spirit, assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for Him. Brothers and sisters and cadet boys, remember your identity. We're not just people. We are God's people. We are branded with Christ. Very special brand. And let the world know that we are God's people. And boldly saying to all the people, even non-Christians, other people, that even when you face many temptations, saying to the people and saying to the world that, no, I am branded with Christ. I am His people. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us this great lesson from Moses' teaching. Before the Israelites entering the promised land, thank you for reminding us of your commandment, why we need them. Thank you for reminding us that we have to fear of your presence. And thank you for reminding us that we are here in this world to declare that we are your brand. We are branded with Christ. Please plant this teaching into the boy's heart today, so that wherever they go, they will remember they are your people, they are your children. Bless their lives and bless their family members and bless us. We pray your Son in Jesus' name. Amen.